Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. We'll get to your calls in our second segment, and hopefully we'll be speaking with Thomas Hemingway, Dr. Thomas Hemingway, at the bottom of the hour. Have not been able to get a hold of Dr. Hemingway, although he is on the calendar. His book, which just came out, is called Preventable, Five Powerful Practices to Avoid Disease and Build Unshakable Health. Dr. Hemingway is one of the good guy doctors. He knows about alternative. He practices alternative medicine, nutritional medicine, and he teaches very simple, natural, non-prescription strategies for living a healthier life. We'll talk to, hopefully, we'll talk to Dr. Hemingway at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. You'll find all the Youngevity products up. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and blog posts and videos, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You will find the Youngevity products as well as a Join the Team link on all the websites if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world with the power of nutrition and helping teach and helping folks learn about the power of a nutritional supplement program. Of course, also selling the best nutritional supplements in the world, the Youngevity nutritional supplements. If that sounds interesting to you, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can order products by calling 866-735-2470, or you can ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. Call 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010, and hopefully Dr. Thomas Hemingway will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next segment, 844-236-6010. So, we've been talking about these polysaccharides, fascinating, just super fascinating, electrically active molecules. They play an important role in the structure of the body and cell-to-cell communication, how cells talk to each other, literally how cells communicate to each other via the polysaccharides that sit on the outside parts of cells. The outside parts of cells, by the way, also act as ID cards, as little identification markers for cells. Cells will read each other's glyco
glycoproteins and glycosubstances on the outs, polysaccharides and proteoglycans and protein sugar molecules that live on the outside part of cells. If you could look at if you zoom in with an electron microscope to the outside part of a cell, it's actually coated with this fuzzy material, which is essentially polysaccharides. And these polysaccharide fuzz acts like a communication device. It actually identifies cells as friend or foe. And it's thought, by the way, that autoimmune diseases involve distortions in these polysaccharide coatings on the outside part of cells. It's called a glycocalyx. Technically, calyx means mask, the sugar mask or the sugar coating on top of cells. So they're involved in cell-to-cell communication. They also conduct electrical energy, little pieces of electricity, electrons that play an important role in the health and the vitality, and the strength and the resilience of the connective tissue. Also play a role, the polysaccharides play a role in structuring water. The electrons, these little pieces of electricity on the polysaccharides help structure water on the outside part of cells in the connective tissue and actually within the cells themselves. These polysaccharides have mechanical properties that make them important for the digestive system. They function as what we call fiber. When you hear the term fiber, basically we're talking about polysaccharides, soluble fiber, and insoluble fiber. All of these things make these polysaccharides incredibly functional, incredibly important, incredibly relevant for health, for biological well-being. And that's not just in humans, in all animals, in plants, bacteria, funguses, as we'll talk about here momentarily. And all of these properties account for the tremendous multifunctional therapeutic value of these polysaccharides. And they're abundant. They're everywhere. In fact, they're the most abundant molecules in all of nature, which, of course, makes them cheap, relatively anyway, and readily available. Yesterday we talked about a really interesting one that you don't hear a lot about called Creston, also known as polysaccharide K. Polysaccharide K has been very well researched, although not a lot of folks know about polysaccharide K. Like other members of the polysaccharide group of molecules, Creston or polysaccharide K has anti-cancer properties, has anti-inflammatory properties, has immune-regulating properties. You can find polysaccharide K pretty readily on the internet. You go to Amazon.com and get polysaccharide K capsules, powders, teas, or actually polysaccharide K itself is in capsules, but if you want to really get it in teas, you can get yourself something called turkey tail, which is a mushroom or a fungus that contains polysaccharide K, and you get turkey tail powder or turkey tail tea. My friend Gabriella, I don't know if she's listening to this program, she's been on the program before, she has a tea that she makes called Mycospectrum. And I don't know the website off the top of my head, but she informed me that it does contain turkey tail in it. So turkey tail is the fungus that contains the polysaccharide K. Turkey tail is a mushroom that looks like a turkey tail. And it's pretty common. I remember when I was growing up in New Jersey, I used to see turkey tail all over. Turkey tail, if you live anywhere in a woodsy, humid area, you've probably seen this stuff growing on rotting wood. It's pretty fascinating that these creatures that feast on dead organic material have so much medicinal value, but fungus indeed contain tremendous medicinal value, largely because of their polysaccharides. Turkey tail has so much medicinal value that it's actually recognized on WebMD, although they do diss on it a little bit. They say more research, or not enough research has been done to verify that turkey tail has medicinal value, at least for treating cancer, although turkey tail has been used therapeutically for thousands of years in Asia. In fact, there are medical records, or medicinal records, I guess you'd say, in Chinese medicine that talk about turkey tail being used for its ability to enhance energy levels and vitality and support liver health, help build strong muscles and strong bones and connective tissue that goes back to 200 BC in China. So whether or not WebMD recognizes it, the fact is that not only has it been written about in ancient Chinese medical textbooks or medical records, but also turkey tail is actually recognized as medicine in Japan and in China even today. All right, so I got more to say about turkey tail, polysaccharide K, and we'll talk a little bit about mushrooms as well, and the interest, some really super stuff, interesting stuff about mushrooms, a really interesting article that came out today about how mushrooms communicate. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and Dr. Thomas Hemingway will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about his new book, Preventable, Five Powerful Practices to Avoid Disease and Build Unshakable Health. Dr. Hemingway has been an MD for decades, for more than two decades in practice, in medical practice, and he does work with alternative medicine, teaching simple, natural, and actionable strategies for living a healthier life. Dr. Hemingway has been on the program previously. He's got a podcast called Unshakable Health, and we'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour and get to your calls here in this segment if we have calls. Before I forget, I'll be doing a Zoom call with my buddy Frank Lopez at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right after this program. If you want to attend, if you've got questions about the longevity products, we attended a wonderful, absolutely spectacular longevity training this weekend, and we'll be talking a little bit about that, as well as the longevity products, and we'll be able to answer questions about the business or answer health questions as well. Go to startnowzoom.com, startnowzoom.com, and that will be right after this program, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, startnowzoom.com. Hope to see you there. And we'll get your calls if we have calls this segment, 844-236-6010. So we're talking here about polysaccharide K, a polysaccharide that's found in the turkey tail mushroom. Turkey tail has been used as medicinal mushroom therapy in Asia for thousands of years. It's recognized. Actually, I'm not sure if it's turkey tail or polysaccharide K. It might be both that are recognized as medicine in Japan and in China. WebMD talks about it. There's a really interesting TED talk by a guy named Paul Stamets, S-T-A-M-E-T-S. Paul Stamets is probably the most well-known mycologist. A mycologist is a mushroom scientist, and Paul Stamets is, I would say he's the most well-known mycologist in the world. And he has a TED talk where he talks about medicinal mushrooms, and he specifically talks about turkey tail. He mentions that it's part of he was using turkey tail as part of a National Institute of Health breast cancer study on dosing it as an adjuvant, as a side therapy, as a therapy to go with chemotherapy. As a side therapy to boost chemotherapy. It was part of an NIH breast cancer study. And then he talks about a really interesting coincidence where his 84-year-old mom had breast cancer. Apparently it was one of the worst cases of breast cancer her doctors had ever seen. They'd given her 3 months to live. The doctor said she was too old for radiation. So they gave her a couple chemotherapy drugs, Taxol and something called Herceptin. Then they gave her turkey tail with it, and she completely recovered. Completely. I think the TED Talk was from 3 or 4 years ago, and as of then, she's probably in her 90s, and her breast cancer was completely gone. So polysaccharide K and turkey tail are both recognized as medicine. They're basically, what makes polysaccharide K so interesting and so medicinal is it's actually a form of the famous beta-glucan, which we've talked about previously. Beta-glucan has well-known anti-cancer properties and immune-boosting properties, and polysaccharide K is like a form of beta-glucan with a few little tweaks in it, and it's derived from the mycelia of the turkey tail. The mycelia are the little roots of the fungus. They're thread-like structures that usually live underground. You could think of them like the roots of the fungus, and the visible mushroom, the turkey tail part of the plant, or the fungus, not a plant, but the fungus, is like the fruit or the reproductive organ, and that's what contains the spores, which are the fungus's version of seeds. Mycelia are so unbelievably amazing. They may be the most amazing structure in all of nature. They're one of the most amazing structures, but I would say arguably the most amazing structure in all of nature. The mycelia are actually in all of plant and fungal world, we'll say. The mycelia are actually like a root. They're a feeding system for fungus, but they move and they grow and they extend themselves into rotten organic material, like dead trees, for example. But they're not just roots. They are actually intelligent, and they learn, and they sense, and they even make decisions. These structures are like computer systems. In a 2021 paper in the journal Fungal Biology titled Hypha are the names of the threads. The mycelia is the whole complex, all the threads together. The individual threads are called hyphae. So in this journal article from the journal Fungal Biology, hyphal and mycelial consciousness, the concept of a fungal mind. Can you imagine this? The concept, this is the title of a journal article, the concept of the fungal mind. Researchers propose that these hyphae of the mycelia, that is the hyphae or the scientific name for the specific fibers, they react, according to researchers, they react and they're sensitive to the environment, and they communicate to plants and bacteria, as well as the physical space that they're sitting in. They're actually in communication with the space that they grow in. They're in communication with plants and microbes and trees that are all in the area. And they are so intelligent that these researchers in this article actually call them conscious. They say that these fungus are actually conscious. They have consciousness. These hyphae and mycelia have an ability to make decisions and to learn and to remember and to understand a variety of chemical signals, including peptides and lipids, the same molecules that our nervous system and animal nervous systems use to communicate. Those same molecules are used by these hyphae and mycelia to communicate to the organisms that live around the where these mycelia are growing. Within the mycelia, there's a steady stream of chemicals and nutrients and electricity that keeps the entire fungus, including the turkey tail and the mushroom itself, informed of the environment that the fungus is sitting in and allows it to coordinate its activities. According to Dr. Adamowski from the Department of Unconventional Computing, this is really cool, the Department of Unconventional Computing, yes, that's the name of the department at the University of the West of England in Bristol, these electrical energy secretions constitute a type of language that makes these mycelia a mushroom nervous system. A mushroom nervous system, a fungal nervous system. In other words, according to Dr. Adamowski, the mycelia and the hyphae are the fungus's nervous system, and of course the nervous system is the distinguishing characteristic of animals and humans. So in a way, these things have a sort of intelligence to them that the same kind of intelligence that animals and humans have. Both the nervous system in animals and humans and the mycelian fungus branch out, they reinforce themselves, they prune themselves, and they even use the same amino acids as information transmitters. I would say neurotransmitters, but they're not really nervous system transmitters. They're just information carriers. And these communication systems also work to share information with other fungus that live in the area. These funguses are talking to each other. Different species of fungus are talking to each other. The communication system communicates to plants that are in the area and trees that are in the area. And these things are so complex and so intricate and so tightly coordinated that mycologists call them the wood wide web, this entire communication system, the wood wide web. So cool. All right, I got more to say. We'll do that on our next Brightside episode. I'm pharmacist Ben, Dr. Thomas Hemingway, author of Preventable, 5 Powerful Practices to Avoid Disease, coming up next.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
U.S. USA News update. It's back to work this week for the grand jury in New York City that's been hearing evidence against former President Trump brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The panel's been focusing on how Trump handled the classified documents he took to Mar-a-Lago. Following up last month's town hall meeting featuring Trump, CNN will air a similar formatted event tonight in Des Moines with former South Carolina and current presidential candidate Nikki Haley. Authorities in India say they've identified the railroad workers allegedly responsible for Friday's derailment and crash that killed nearly 200 train passengers and injured more than 1,000. The state-run TV network in Poland says about 100,000 showed up for an anti-government protest in Warsaw today, but independent news media say the crowd was more like 500,000. More people in Poland these days fear the government's heading to an autocratic regime similar to Hungary or Turkey. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evenings, Saturday and Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you miss a program or want to review a subject. You'll also find the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, as well as a Join the Team link that you can hit if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. all available at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All our Truth Treatments are formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including prevention of post-traumatic scarring, post-trauma scarring, or post-burn scarring, or post-surgical scarring, acne, eczema, rosacea, even just plain old dry and aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are formulated without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, vegetable oil, water, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring super high concentrations of fat-soluble vitamin C, the good stuff, not water-soluble vitamin C that oxidizes and breaks down, but the fat-soluble vitamin C that penetrates and that is stable, the expensive stuff, as well as retinol and ionic plant-derived minerals, hyaluronic acid, glycogen, alpha-hydroxy acids. All our Truth Skin Health products are available at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Thomas Hemingway is the author of a book called Preventable, Five Powerful Practices to Avoid Disease and Build Unshakable Health. Dr. Thomas Hemingway is an MD for over two decades, and his mission is to help you up-level your health and feel more alive. He does this by teaching simple, natural, and actionable strategies to live a healthier life. Dr. Thomas Hemingway has been on the program before. I always enjoy talking to him. He's also got a podcast called Unshakable Health. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as YouTube and Google Podcasts and multiple platforms. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Thomas Hemingway. Dr. Hemingway.
Hey, Ben. How's it going? Thanks
greetings.
For having me back on.
I love having you on. Awesome. Did the book come out yet?
Yeah, so the book, actually, funny you say that, it's Tuesday, so in less than 2 days, June 6th, so 6-6 of 2023, it is out on Amazon, available. It's basically out in less than 48 hours. So
that's super cool. So you're a regular doc. You've got your medical degree from the University of California, from UCLA, is that right, or San Diego?
San Diego Medical School, UCLA is where I did my specialty training. I'm a board certified ER doc. It's kind of been where I spent most of my early years of practice, you know, in the emergency room of many busy tertiary care hospitals. And gosh, we chatted a little bit last time, but what kind of got me, you know, a little bit out of my normal element was that I was seeing guys younger than I having heart attacks.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm turning 50 next year, so I consider myself really young still, but I was seeing guys in their 30s and 40s having their first time heart attack, and I was thinking to myself,
wow,
gosh, something is not right here in this country. Like when I did my training, it was 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds having heart attacks, and now it's 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds commonly. This is not uncommon.
So just in the 20 years that you've been practicing, the situation has gone from 70-year-olds having heart attacks to 30-year-olds having heart attacks.
Yeah, definitely. I can't remember a single 30-year-old I saw in my training 25 years ago ever having a heart attack. I can't think of one. And in the last decade, I've seen dozens in their 30s and 40s. I mean, it's just, it's not right. The trajectory is all wrong, and you know this, Ben, but our right here in the U.S., our life expectancy, even pre-COVID, it happened a couple of years prior to COVID, it's been declining each and every year, and that hasn't been that way for the 100 years previous to that. We had always been increasing our lifespan, and then in recent years, even prior to COVID, we started to tip on the other side of that, and our life expectancy started to go down, which doesn't make sense, right? We have all the technology, we have all these amazing treatments, and yet we are not doing much as a country to prevent these ailments that are the number one killers. Heart disease is still today number one killer. Men and women in this country, heart disease, and yet they're, you know, it's 90%+ preventable, absolutely preventable in most cases, and we're not doing enough. So
what is it that accounts for the accelerated pace over the last 10 or 20 years, do you think?
Well, I think it's, you know, I hate to call out the elephant in the room, but if you look at our trajectory, for example, our rate of diabetes, type 2 diabetes in this country has skyrocketed. And now there are over 30% of Americans with either type 2 diabetes or prediabetes. A third of us have that.
Wow.
And, you know, 25 years ago, that number was like 8 to 10%. I mean, it's gone up significantly in the last two decades. And that's,
Why? Why do you think it's gone up so significantly just in the last 20 years? I can see why, like you say, there's a trajectory over the last maybe 80 years, 70 years, 60 years. But why over the last 10 or 20 years?
So I
What's
think
changed?
There's two things that have changed tremendously. One is the quality of our diet has gone way down. In other words, if you look at the percentage of what we can just kind of generically call processed foods, that has gone up tremendously in the last even 10 years. I mean, right now, present day, the average adult American eats over 60% of their foods, not only just processed, we're talking highly processed. So what that means, Ben, is that means stuff that comes in a bag or in a box or with a barcode that's got dozens and dozens and dozens of ingredients. That's the highly processed or ultra processed, as you appropriately said. And in kids, it's worse. In kids, it's over 70% of their diet is ultra processed foods. That is insanity.
It's
and when
insane,
you and I
yeah.
grew up, I took an apple in my lunch and I had basically almost every day, and the other kids kind of made fun of me because it was pretty boring, but I had a tuna fish sandwich and an apple in my lunch every single day. And granted, the bread was probably processed, and my mom made homemade bread some of the time, but not all of the time. I mean, it's hard work. Whoever has made their own bread, it takes a little bit of effort, but nowadays they're eating things that come in a, you know, my kids go to a regular public school, and they actually bring me a menu, and they show me what's available. And they don't even, to them, it's not even food. They won't even eat it. Like sometimes if we're running late and they're like, Dad, you know, let's look at the menu real quick and see if it's anything that I would eat. And they show me and they're like, Dad, I don't even want that. Like whatever you can whip up in 5 minutes, I'd rather take that than eat whatever is offered on the school lunch program. I mean, it's horrible and it's highly processed. Like you said, it's literally ultra processed. Dozens and dozens of ingredients, most of the which should be in a chemistry lab and not in our food. They're not healthy substances.
but Dr. Hemingway's government approved.
I know. And bless her heart, Michelle Obama, she tried to kind of improve the quality, and not much has happened, I'm sad to say.
All right. So here, but the good news is, because it's so bad, that all we got to do is make a few simple moves. We don't really need to do We don't really need to do a lot to make a big change, and that's what your book's about.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Ben. With respect to food, like it's pretty easy. If you stick to single ingredient food, you can't go wrong. I mean, here's the thing: 200 to almost 300,000 edible plants. You know, be it vegetables, fruit. And even good healthy protein out there, there's nearly 300,000 choices. And guess what? In the world today, 60% of calories for us as humans comes from four things.
I want to talk about that.
And soy. Yeah.
We got to take a break, but we'll talk about that when we come back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, we're talking to Dr. Thomas Hemingway, author of the new book, soon to come out, new book, Preventable, Five Powerful Practices to Avoid Disease and Build Unshakable Health. So, Dr. Hemingway, I'm sorry we had to cut you off there. That's a little embarrassing. But before we went to break, you were saying how there are all 30,000, how many different foods come from four basic sources? Dr. Hemingway?
Well, right now, there are basically 60% of the calories of humankind right now are being largely eaten by four different food substances. It shouldn't be surprising to anybody to hear this. It is wheat, it is soy, it is corn, and rice. So those four things make up 60%
wow.
of the calories today, present day, consumed by humans. And that is not a broad enough diet. So here's the thing. There's nearly 300,000 edible foods out there, from, you know, plants like the vegetables and the fruits to the healthy proteins that are out there. And we as humans, on average, consume less than 200 different foods. And there's nearly 300,000 available. And so my strategy for people is add more than subtract. There's so many foods that we could be eating that we're not. You know, go to your local farmer's market and pick out one thing per week. You know, don't make it hard for yourself. Some people say one thing per day that's new. That's kind of intimidating for people. Like, just pick out one new food per week. You know, maybe it's a new vegetable you've never cooked before. Maybe it's a new fruit. Maybe it's a different type of protein. Maybe it's fish roe, you know, fish eggs. Like, whatever. Try something new that you've never tried. And every week add something different.
Wow.
I mean, I think there should be joy in eating. Like, we shouldn't be depriving ourselves of great tasting quality foods, but they're going to be coming from single ingredient real foods, those that will truly give us the health that we want and that we deserve. And it's a lot of fun to add new things to your, you know, to your repertoire, for example. If you eat the same five meals, you know, every week, it gets a little boring. I'll be honest.
Right.
I know how it is. I got kids, and they like some of the same things. And sometimes I'm like, hey, guys, how about if we do something new tonight? And they're like, oh, I just want the regular, whatever. You know? It's like, I think we all crave variety a little bit. And it's actually good for us.
How about money? How about cost? Is it cheaper to eat ultra-processed and processed, or is that a myth?
So that's actually a myth. There's been a lot of data on that in recent years. You can, anybody who kind of questions me, there's actually a lot of published data on this that says it is not any more expensive to eat healthy than it is to eat on, you know, like you said, the ultra-processed foods. It's basically a wash. And I can say one thing that people kind of, you know, complain about is the price of organic food, for example.
Right.
And so here's the thing. There's actually some little, you know, cost savings in the organic stuff. So I'm sure you're familiar with this, but there is a website called EWG.org.
Yeah. That's the Environmental Working Group.
Yeah. And they have basically the Dirty Dozen, which is the things that you definitely want to buy organic, like the berries, for example, where you eat the whole thing, you eat the outer shell. And then there's the things that they call the Clean 15, which is those that you can buy non-organic. See, an orange or an avocado or a banana, the things that you're not eating, the external peel or the rind, like save a little money and just buy the regular ones. You don't have to buy the organic. But if you're, you know, watermelon, too, for example, because you're not eating the shell, you're not eating the peel, if you will, these types of things. So you can save money that way. And that's kind of what I've done because I got six kids, and it's expensive. I have four boys that are teenagers, and they eat a lot of food. And so if I buy strictly organic everything, you know, people out there are right. It is a little bit more expensive. But if I selectively buy the things that I know are better organic, like strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, any kind of berry, really, or anything you eat, the entire fruit or vegetable, and you're not peeling off the outer shell, you should do your best to buy organic. Or, you know, if you can, grow it yourself, even better. You know, I'm not in a place right now where I'm growing my own food yet. It's something that I desire, but it's not really practical for me right now, but it's something that I hope to be able to do in the future. But you don't have to. And the cost part, like you said, it's actually about a wash. You can eat healthy, or you can eat highly processed, and it's about the same price. It's not much different.
Is a thick peel a good rule of thumb? Like a thick inedible, that's a good rule of thumb. Thick inedible peel.
You could go on the cheaper end and not buy organic. So like an orange, an avocado, you know, those types of things.
Melons. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so let me ask you this about food. How about eating when we're not hungry? How about overeating because of emotional reasons, for example? Do you think there's an element of we eat when we don't necessarily need to eat, when our body doesn't necessarily need food?
100%. You and I know this, but when we were kids, younger on, we didn't have the quote-unquote snack foods that are available today. Now there's a whole multi-billion dollar industry of snack foods that didn't exist when you and I were kids. If we were hungry between meals, my mom would say, well, go grab a banana or go grab an apple. You know, it wasn't, you know, there weren't 300 choices of chips, crackers, you know, quote-unquote granola bars and things like that that were designed to be basically, you know, something that generated tons of revenue. They weren't designed ever to be healthy. And so so here's the thing. If you look at the data, 30 years ago, we ate on average, as Americans, 500 calories less per day than we do present day. So that has changed. We're consuming more calories. And like I said a few minutes ago, the quality of our calories has gone way down. We consume way more ultra-processed food than ever before. And those are the two sort of, I think, really simple changes that we can make. You know, in our body, we have this thing in the brain called the hypothalamus, and it's both responsible to send messages for hunger and for thirst. And often the signals get crossed. And so in the afternoon, say, you know, maybe 3-4 o'clock, we're thinking, oh, I'm so hungry, I need to eat something. But it might just be that we're thirsty. So what I tell people, hey, try to decrease the amount of snacking you do throughout the course of the day. And your go-to mechanism, if you feel a little bit hungry, just drink 8 to 12 ounces of water. Wait a few minutes, and if it goes away, perfect. You might have just been thirsty and dehydrated, yet you had the signals crossed in your hypothalamus, and you thought you were hungry, and yet it was satisfied by drinking a full glass of water. So that's another thing that is a simple thing to help people to, you know, have less trouble with weight gain and things, is just stop snacking, eliminate the snacking. And that's actually good for your metabolism. One of the things that's wrong today is we are taxing our metabolism and digestive system all day long. We never give it a break. We're never giving it a break. And the only way that you can get this magic to happen called autophagy, which I'm sure you've talked about in your program before, is when you're not eating. When you're not eating. Yeah. So if you're doing that eat every 2 to 3 hours thing, You basically never get into autophagy.
Yeah.
You never get into that process, and you never truly can get into the fat-burning part of metabolism, because anytime you eat something, basically anything that has any carbs, right, your insulin goes up. Insulin turns off your body's ability to break down fat. 100% can't do it. You can't burn fat if you're eating and your insulin is up. And the only way it goes down is if you're not eating, if you take a break from eating. So eliminating the snacking is huge.
Do you still hear people say eat like graze all day long? Do you still hear people say that? Nutritionists and dietitians?
Still sadly being taught by the average, you know, the schools out there that are teaching our dietitians and nutritionists, especially those that I've worked with in the hospital setting, they still tell you that you should be eating every 3 to 4 hours all day long. And it makes no sense. There's no data behind that, but it's just what they've been taught. And I don't really want to get into the whole, you know, background of who actually is giving money to these schools.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically,
that's right.
The funding, you know, if you dig deep and you see who funds them, it's no surprise, right? It's all the big food. Of course,
big agro.
Overeat. Yeah, big food, big ag, it's all that, you know, that funds the education of our dietitians and nutritionists. And it's there. It's, you know, it is what it is.
Doc, we only have a minute, but I want you to, can you just highlight the five powerful practices? We can't get into them. Just real quick.
The mnemonic to help people remember is S-M-S-G. So we all hate MSG anyway, throw an S on the end. The F is what we talked about this whole program, is foods. Make your food of the highest quality you can and stick to single ingredient. The second one, M, it's movement. You got to move your body some way every day. You don't have to have a gym membership, but just go for a walk. If you do that after every meal for 10 minutes, oh my gosh, your health will just go bananas. You'll feel so much better. Sleep is the third one, F-M-S-G. S is for sleep, and you cannot ignore, you know, getting quality sleep each and every day. It can actually help you lose weight. Sleep is huge. G is gut health. You can't ignore your gut. In fact, most of our immune system, somewhere between 65 and 70% of it, is located in our gut. Our gut and our brain talk to each other all day long. There's a super highway called the vagus nerve that connects the two. And so what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It goes throughout the body. So you got to pay attention to the gut. The health of your gut is huge. The last one is stress. You have to optimize your stress, because we're all going to get it. It happens to each and every one of us. This last few years, pandemic, et cetera, we've had tons of stress. But if you learn how to optimize it in your life and make it work for you and use it as sort of the mindset of a growth experience, and then learn the techniques of breathing, you know,
Doc, we're out of time, but Dr. Hemingway, we're out of time, but we got to get you back on. Hang on the line, will you? I want to get you back on.
Yeah.
Book is Preventable,
Absolutely.
Five Powerful Practices to Avoid Disease and Build Unshakable Health. Thank you to Dr. Hemingway. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have an awesome, wonderful week. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.